Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Says that everything great and worthwhile in human life is an accumulation of hundreds and sometimes thousands of tiny efforts and sacrifices that nobody ever sees or appreciates.
Understand that every choice you make ignites the compound effect, either in the positive or the negative.
To those who have everything, more will be given. From those who have nothing, everything will be taken. It's like what's very pessimistic in some sense, because it means that as you start to fail, you fail more and more rapidly. But it also means that as you start to succeed, you succeed more and more rapidly.
This law says that everything accumulates over time, that you may have to put in many, many tiny efforts that nobody sees or appreciates before you achieve anything worthwhile.
There is no cheat day. There is no binge and make up for it on Monday reality when it comes to the butterfly effect or the compound effect. Everything has a consequence. So the answer to this is, when you start making positive choices and the results are invisible and you're getting no reward for your positive choice, you just have to have patience.
You see that guy over there by the fax? Take a good look. He's never going to make partner.
Okay, let me guess. Because he threw a lousy rookie dinner.
No, because he doesn't get it.
Get what?
He doesn't get that doing good work isn't the whole job. Part of getting it is that things like the dinner actually matter, even when you don't think they do. Get it through your head. You start behind the eight ball, you'll never get in front.
It's like a snowball. A snowball starts off very small, but it grows as it adds millions and millions of tiny snowflakes and continues to grow as it gathers momentum, turning into an avalanche that takes the whole mountain in front of it.
You underestimate how the smallest decisions can compound to significant differences over a lifetime.
Everything changed for me when I understood this philosophy. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. That's the simple philosophy that changed my life forever, starting age 25. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living, which is fine. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune, which is super fine.
Rome wasn't built in a day. We all know that. Everyone hears that. But Rome also didn't fall apart overnight either. It took hundreds of years for Rome to reach its peak, but it also took time, hundreds of years, for Rome to decay and fall apart. And that is representative of life, because you don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time.
The end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in 1 week, in 1 year. It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
Big things have small beginnings.
You've heard of the butterfly effect, right? The butterfly flaps its wings, one part of the planet. On the other side of the planet, there's a tsunami. That's exactly what happens in your life. Every choice you make ignites the butterfly effect. One little choice ignites a tsunami on the other side 10, 20 years down the road, either positive or negative. Every one of them.
Most of us know what we could do to change things for the better. And we spend our time and our energy talking ourselves out of doing those things. And the other thing that I convince people of, because this is so true, it's the littlest stuff. The little things make all the difference. A true change comes down to 5-second windows.
And so you take an incremental step, and, well, now you can lift 55 pounds instead of 52.5 pounds. You think, well, what the hell is that? It's like, it's one step on a very long journey. And so it starts to compound on you. So a small step today means puts you in a position to take a slightly bigger step the next day. And then that puts you in a position to take a slightly bigger step the next day. And you do that for 2 or 3 years, man, you're starting to stride.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. And this is my favorite rule from James Clear, which is a habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit.
If you're disciplined in that, you'll speed up extraordinarily rapidly. And so that's the good news, you might say, is that you can take very small steps, even ones that might be shameful in their size, and you have to admit that to yourself. But once you get the ball rolling, it doesn't roll in a linear fashion, it rolls in a geometric fashion.
The difference between you and the average person is you're willing to take more pain. You're willing to take more no's. You're willing to work longer and harder hours. You're willing to put in the suffering that other people just won't do. They'd rather go home and watch television and go drinking and watch sports on the weekends and so on. But all the people who are successful are willing to take the pain that goes with their work. And the greatest pain of all is being told no, being rejected, because we take it personally. We think it's something fundamentally wrong with us or our company or our product, and it hurts us and we feel bad inside. But once you can change your thinking about that and say, hey, no is good. No's are inevitable. They go with the territory. Promise you, if you will pursue no's, if you will go for no, if you try to get as many no's as possible, you're going to be a big success in life. Nothing will stop you. Because the more you get no's, the smarter you get, the faster you get, the quicker on your feet you get, and the fewer no's you get. The very willingness to go out and get all the no's makes it likely that eventually you get fewer and fewer no's and more yeses.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take relentless pursuit. Day in and day out. That's what it takes.
There was a kid who everyone underestimated. Too small, too quiet, too ordinary. But every day, while they laughed, he worked. In the gym, in the books, in the shadows. He knew one truth. Effort beats talent when talent doesn't try. Years later, they asked him how he did it, and he just smiled. Because they never saw the grind. It's the quiet hustle that makes the loudest impact.
The compound effect reveals the core essentials responsible for the success of every superachiever you will ever read about. This is the bottom line. Success is not doing 5,000 things really well. Success is doing about a half a dozen things really well 5,000 times.
At least at first, it's a slow process. A little slip here. A little setback over there, a little wearing down of discipline and will over time. That's the thing. Success and failure are generally slow processes.
Never miss 2 days in a row. So ideally, go for a month, build it up. But after that, if you ever miss one day, go, okay, that's, mistakes are going to happen. Tomorrow, I double down. Tomorrow, I go on time, absolutely perfect. I'm straight up out of bed, or I go to the gym, or I walk the dog, or I do my meditation, or whatever. And that's a good heuristic. Stops errors snowballing into new habits.
Your body of knowledge is a result of hundreds, perhaps thousands, of small pieces of information. Any person with a large knowledge base has spent thousands of hours building that knowledge base, one piece, one idea at a time. And what you see when you meet the individual is an expert in his or her field with that high level of knowledge that makes him very valuable in the marketplace.
That's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second. because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years.
The goal isn't to have the perfect daily routine tomorrow. The goal is to still be winning your daily routine in 50 years' time. If you expand your time horizon sufficiently, you will realize that very, very tiny steps can compound. Look at the graph of mine or your followers on Spotify, especially mine, right? Because I was doing my show for so long and it's just nothing, 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 everything. Well, why? Well, it's because it's latent leverage. It takes so many layers of paint to get there. So yes, the first step has to be incredibly small. Do that, make it so small that you can't say no to it. And then what's next? And then what's next?
Do it again, do it again, do it again. It's not just there. It's not just there permanently for me. There is no life hack to grow that thing. How do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack. The hack is gonna suck.
Everything counts. Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. No. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts. And it's all going on the plus side of your ledger. But when you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger. A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses, on the credit side than debits on the debit side.
That second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you are decaying. You are either gaining ground or you are losing ground. So make every second count.
If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals. Nothing is neutral. Everything that you're doing is either moving you toward the things that you want to accomplish in life, the person you want to be, the wealth you want to accumulate, or it's moving you away. Everything counts. The law of accumulation says that everything counts.
So we train here tomorrow, 5 a.m.
Nah, I got other plans.
You mean you want to go to Philly?
No. Listen, you want to change things in a big way? And you need to make some big changes.
One step at a time, one punch at a time, one round at a time, one step at a time, one punch at a time, one round at a time.
Your father was special. Tell you the truth, I don't know if he's special. Only you're gonna know that when the time is right. Can ain't gonna come overnight. You're gonna take a beat, you're gonna take this, you're gonna get knocked out, you're gonna get up, and you're gonna see if you got the right thing. But you gotta work hard. I swear to God, if you're not gonna do it, I'm out.
Like every punch I ever thrown has been on my own. Nobody showed me how to do this. I'm ready.
So now you gotta ask yourself, are you here to prove something to other people? Or prove something to yourself?
If all your books, videos, and tweets were erased from the internet forever,
yeah,
and all you had was the next 60 seconds, to leave to the world, what's the most useful thought you could leave to the world?
Figure out what you want, ignore the opinions of others, and do so much volume that it would be unreasonable that you would be unsuccessful.
You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
Have you heard the story of the pottery class? So there's there's a teacher and he's got two classes that he teaches. And one class, he says, the only assignment for this whole semester is that you come back with a perfect clay pot. That's it. That's the assignment. the other class, he says, your objective is to make the most total quantity of clay pots, and you'll be measured by how many pots you make. And at the end of the quarter, the pots that came from the team that had to just make sheer volume, not only did they make more pots, but the quality of all of their pots was better compared to the teams that only had to make one. And it just underlines the biggest lesson that I've learned in my life, which is that volume negates luck.
The story of the bamboo. Bamboo spends its growth time under the dirt, 5 to 7 years. And then within a couple weeks, it shoots up meters and meters into the sky. And people are like, whoa, bamboo grows so fast. No, it didn't. It took years. You just couldn't see it. So when you see growth and you see wins, it comes from consistently compounding wins.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
Here's the problem. You don't see how the consequences of that small, seemingly insignificant, poor choice in the moment has. In the moment, it doesn't look like it matters at all. You don't have that heart attack. Your face doesn't shrivel up. You're not shoved into the unemployment line. And your thighs don't turn thunderous. Oh, but you have done it. You have activated the compound effect. And that choice becomes behavior. And behavior that repeats becomes a habit. It accumulates, and then it compounds into calamity, into divorce, into career failure and financial ruin. The good news is the compound effect works in the other direction as well. You don't need to radically make over your life. You don't need to make quantum leaps of change. You don't need to completely overhaul your personality, your character, and your life. Super small, seemingly inconsequential adjustments can and will transform everything.
You can try to be lucky and pick the one perfect thing and try and make it, but if you don't want to try and be lucky, you can just do so much f***ing work that you will brute force your way to figuring it out. Like if you do 1,000 podcasts,
perhaps they're very uncomfortable to you, or I'm going to put down a boundary, or I'm going to say no to this and yes to this. Tiny little things repeated over time is what produces dramatic change. And it's like this curve, you know, it's like this very slow curve until it asymptotes up. And everyone wants to talk about the pivot moment when it goes skyward, but the truth is the real work is in the drudgery.
Correct.
And the difficult, anonymous work of shoveling shit every single day.
The average person thinks of terms of morning or afternoon. The above average person thinks of hours. The successful person thinks of half hours. The very successful person thinks in terms of minutes. They allocate their time carefully. Now, the only time way that you can do that is what? Is you've got to keep track of what you're spending your time on. 60, 70, 80% of people are not aware of how they spend their time. They think they spend a lot of time in meetings. It turns out they spend a lot of time socializing. They think they spend a lot of time working on reports. It turns out they spend a lot of time on the telephone. They think they spend a lot of time doing important jobs. It turns out they spend a lot of time wasting time. So keep a time log or just keep a sheet, and whenever you have a chance to look at your watch, write down what you're doing at the time, or have somebody else watch what you're doing and feed back to you how you're spending your time. And then you have to ask, is how I'm spending my time consistent with my major goals, my top priorities, my high payoff tasks? And you'll find that it's not. And you'll also find that you feel frustrated and you feel stressed if you are not working your time on the things that you're supposed to do.
Whatever it is that you're pursuing to achieve or create or express in the world, I think a lot of people back out before that happens. The fact that you've been doing this for a very long time, and most people may have backed out a long time ago, backed out before the miracle occurs or the growth spurt or whatever it is. So for me, it always comes back to perseverance, persistence, high pain tolerance, an ability to suffer through discomfort, a welcoming of doing hard things.
The formula for failure, a few errors in judgment repeated every day for 1 month, starts the weakness, starts the disaster process. You can imagine what happens in 6 years. Now here's the formula for success. A few simple disciplines practiced every day. And you've started a whole new process called a whole new life. A few simple disciplines practiced every day. And if you decide today to go for the apple instead of the Hershey bar, I'm telling you, you have begun the process of turning your life around. And if you keep up that process, not only with your health habits,
But with your money habits and with your communication habits, with your sales habits and management habits and every other habit that you've got, if you'll start that process, eliminate the errors and replace it with disciplines practiced, I'm telling you, you can start this process of life change immediately. After today, you don't ever have to be the same again. Only by choice.
What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do different? How willing are you? Are you willing to make this your number one priority? And a lot of people will put words to that, but only time will tell whether those words are followed up by the action that demonstrates the level of willingness that is required to actualize anything of meaning in this world.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.